This goes to Crystal Morrissey, MORRISSEY PAC, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Deborah, DEBORA, middle initial K like Kathy, Donahue, DONAHUE. Date of birth, May 12th of 1952. Dear Crystal, this is a follow-up visit for Miss Donahue with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, COPD, and hypertension. She was seen for consultation on October 26th of 2021. She's been feeling well since that time. She's trying to follow a very careful low-sodium diet, and she's been very strict about that. She has not had any hospitalizations or procedures since her consultation. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema or claudication symptoms. She did have a finding of an angiomyolipoma on her right kidney when she had a kidney ultrasound done in June of last year. And that should probably be followed annually by you. That's usually a urology concern. So if it changes in size or becomes painful, she would require a urology, U-R-O-L-O-G-Y, referral. But she denies any flank pain, no visible blood in the urine. Medication list is reviewed. Her Lipitor was switched to Crestor, 20 milligram every other day. Gabapentin was stopped. I want to highlight Losartan, 100 milligram daily, and she's on Bistolic, Wellbutrin, Ativan at bedtime, magnesium, albuterol inhaler as needed, and Norolipto inhalers, and extra strength Tylenol. And the patient is still smoking, but she has been trying to cut down and quit eventually. Physical exam, her weight is 233 pounds, pulse 72, and blood pressure 96%, oxygen saturation 96% on room air. Blood pressure was 124 over 68. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs have end expiratory wheezes in bases with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, obese, non-tender. No enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, there's no edema, no rashes are noted. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 21st of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.0. Estimated GFR is 55. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 4.5. Albumin 3.9, calcium is normal at 9.0. Intact parathyroid hormone mildly elevated at 84.3, and that's probably secondary hyperparathyroidism, secondary to longstanding mild renal dysfunction. Her hemoglobin is 14.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. Hypertension is well controlled, and COPD secondary to smoking, no current exacerbation. The patient will have lab studies checked every 6 months. She'll continue to follow a low-sodium diet. She'll avoid oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drug use. She'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.